Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans may move to impeach Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court justice. They might not remove Janet Protasiewicz from office, but that may not be the point. Terry Bell explains.
J.R. Ross covers state government for WisPolitics. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront that it would be hard to get 22 senators to vote to oust Protasiewicz, but that may not be the end game.
If you're impeached as a justice or a judge, once you're impeached by the assembly, you can't exercise your powers as a judge or justice until the Senate trial. That would sideline, in theory, Protasiewicz for weeks, maybe months, long enough to get past this window of a new map from the state Supreme Court kicking in for 2024.
The Wisconsin Constitution says someone in elected office can only be impeached for criminal activity or corruption. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Strip searches in schools would be outlawed in Wisconsin under a bill that gets a hearing today, Pete Schwabo reports.
The legislation comes after a controversy in Suring in northeast Wisconsin last year. That's where the school superintendent at the time strip-searched six teenage girls while looking for a vape cartridge. The superintendent was not prosecuted, but she did resign. The community was outraged enough to spur four state lawmakers to respond. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Mrs. Biden was in Wisconsin last Thursday touring Exact Sciences and meeting with school officials in the Madison area. President Biden has tested negative after learning of the First Lady's positive test. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are on the rise again nationally. People across Wisconsin may see higher costs when it comes to their energy bills next year. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
We Energies is proposing another rate hike for its customers in 2024. The utility company is asking the Public Service Commission to approve a rate hike of 3.1% for residential customers. That's double the increase proposed for industrial customers for next year. The request comes after a rate hike of 11.3% in energy prices this year. If approved, the increased energy cost for residential We Energies customers would total nearly 14.5% over 2 years. Consumer advocates say it's wrong for residential customers to pay higher costs than industrial and commercial customers. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Two fishermen saved three people and their dog near the breakwater off Milwaukee's lakefront on Monday evening. The fishermen saw a boat sinking and called it into the Harbor Patrol and Coast Guard. The two adults and teenager were clinging to the boat. None of the three were wearing life jackets. All three and the dog survived, but were taken to the hospital for precaution. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a sizzling start to the school year. It'll be another day of temperatures in the 90s. Milwaukee Public Schools will be letting kids out early due to the sweltering heat. While today's temperatures won't quite match the weekend's highs, most areas can still expect temperatures of at least 90 degrees today. Relief is in sight. A storm system is expected to move through tomorrow, bringing cooler temperatures in the 70s. A status update on the hop in a busy Milwaukee intersection is expected today. There's currently no specified reopening date for the intersection at Wisconsin and Broadway. Crews have been working to address the damage caused by last week's water main break. The incident compromised the ground beneath the intersection, prompting the city to close it entirely as a precautionary measure. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers reboot against the Pirates. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates face off again tonight at PNC Park, game time 5:35. Brandon Woodruff against Pittsburgh's Andre Jackson. The Brewers lost the series opener last night, 4-2 against the Pirates. After the game, Brewers starting pitcher Corbin Burns seemed to remember nearly every pitch he gave up. 4 runs on 7 hits, 2 home runs. Over 6 innings, including veteran Andrew McCutchen.
The double to McCutchen before was a changeup right down the middle. The next inning, they scored 2 runs. The curveball to Reynolds right down the middle. You know, mistake to McCutchen down the line, another slider right down the middle. So it was more about early on, we were really good executing, getting stuff at the edges, getting swing and miss, putting hitters away, and got the 2 strikes. And then the second time through, we got 2 strikes. We just left pitchers right in the middle of the plate, and they hit them.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell on Burns' performance.
I mean, I thought he came out, you know, throwing the ball great. I thought it was really, really good. the mistakes he made, they did damage on his mistakes. So it was extra base hits, obviously a couple homers, and that's putting runs on the board quick. So that's what hurt him tonight.
And the Brewers' Freddie Peralta named National League Pitcher of the Month. Peralta on what made the difference for him in August.
I think for me, it's more like the way that I've been taking care of like myself and the situation that I've been in, that I can handle all those situations. It's awesome, and I've been feeling great and excited for see what's coming for us and for me.
College football, Duke stuns number 9th ranked Clemson last night, 28-7. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell is not happy with Air Force after they denied defensive back Michael Mack's request to transfer to Wisconsin, now under appeal.
I'm going to kind of hold my tongue to say anything about the Air Force Academy and how they've treated the kid, but we'll wait on what the NCAA, it's in their hands, and so kind of leave it at that.
Fickell on his subdued mood after Wisconsin beat Buffalo Saturday in the season opener.
I probably wasn't as fired up as maybe I needed to be. Deep down inside, I just felt like we were sloppy.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. Again, man, big ups for the way you handled the show on yesterday. It was, for those who don't know, we had a three-hour live show, at Labor Fest 2023 in the city of Milwaukee, and Labor Parade, and, just a great, great time with all of the people and families, and to be able to focus on labor. I think it's really important, and I'm thanking Civic Media for, making it possible to, send a message all across this state about the importance of labor. And, if we can get back even just to a semblance of what we were, a facsimile, if you will, of what we were, 30 years ago, we would not be struggling with the kinds of things we're struggling with now that my co-host on Mondays and Fridays, Sandy Williams, always talks about. And that's a large segment of the population that struggles constantly and, works every day and yet is bereft of benefits and security and all of those things that those people on yesterday exhibited and talked about. And and those of us who've been fortunate enough to have either been in unions in our lifetime and benefited from those things, or you're like me who's on the other end of it and, are benefiting from the pensions that we wrought through all those years, if we can, bring that struggle to many people in this country, we'll turn things around. So, again, big ups to Milwaukee County Labor Council for allowing us the opportunity to once again be a part of Labor Fest. Let me say this. We're going to be joined by Hall of Famer Leroy Butler in the studio this morning, as somewhere around 8:30, as he talks about, we talk about, just a wonderful, wonderful, opportunity and program that he's put together. He's a guy who, wears his heart on his sleeve. Leroy is a guy who has not ever forgotten where he came from and all of his successes. He continues to reach out to those who need support, never turns away, never charges people for any of those things that he does. And man, it's just great to know that we're going to have. You know, we have Gilbert on Mondays, and is Gilbert's a great guy. I love him. I love Leroy as well. But Leroy is going to be in to talk about a great thing that he, the NFL, the Hall of Fame, and Aurora and other healthcare industries are engaged and involved in. So that's around 8:30. My voice is a little, it was a little warm yesterday, and then I was under the air conditioning. That must be what it is, but we'll get beyond that. I want to say this. Calvin, I always talk about the difference between, Democrats and Republicans, and the reason that I support, Joe Biden, and I'm going to vote for him again. You know, all of the things that you can point the finger at Joe Biden about and say, Hunter Biden and all these kind of things. But you missed the mark by not actually seeing the things that President Joe Biden has been championing and the changes that he's been making to this nation and things that should have been done by other presidents who didn't do it, and things that he's doing that we don't even hear about. I've always, since I've been on these airwaves, constantly talked about the nursing homes over and over and over. 200,000 American citizens died in the nursing homes during COVID because of the lack of regulations and the fact that, people who own and run these nursing homes are in business to make money. And their bottom line is money is not about the citizens. Well, President Joe Biden is working hard at changing and creating laws and standards to regulate these nursing homes. And I got to give him a round of applause because I'm not hearing that anywhere else. All of the different things that Joe Biden is doing, this is one that really, I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you should be championing. It's one of the most gut-wrenching moments American families face when a loved one can no longer be cared for at home and needs to move into a nursing home. You lie awake at night wondering, will they receive the care and support they need? How can you be sure they'll be safe? Are you doing the right thing? Unfortunately, too many Americans across the country know firsthand how hard it can be to find a nursing home that provides the peace of mind. A woman in Texas who has changed nursing facilities 3 times in 4 years over concerns about care wrote to me, "We keep looking for some place that will fulfill the promises they make when you're admitted." A daughter in New York whose mother is in the facility wrote, "It keeps me up at night when there's half of what's needed to keep a parent safe." Does it make any sense, Calvin, in a nursing home? Wouldn't you think that in nursing homes there would be nurses on staff at all times? I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
You would think. So I actually cooked at nursing homes and assisted livings when I was in college.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of experience. But yeah, there's definitely CNAs. Usually only one nurse for the whole building, and then there's CNAs that work under them. And I personally think CNA is probably one of the most underpaid jobs country.
No question, man. Doctors, you would think that a nursing home would have a doctor on staff at all times, right? You would think that there would be registered nurses on staff at all times. After all, sick people, human beings are there. It would be like akin to a hospital not having doctors and nurses on staff, right? Well, but that's not the case. And so in these nursing homes, you know, they're not doctors and nurses on staff at all times. Why? Because they want to maximize their profits. And so to the credit of President Joe Biden, he pledged to crack down on nursing homes that put the well-being of their residents at risk. Today, here's how my administration is following through on this commitment to ensure that every nursing home is safe for every resident and residents get the care they deserve. Let me read on. New minimum staffing requirements are coming for nursing homes. We're proposing minimum staffing requirements for every taxpayer-funded nursing home. Under our new proposed standards, every nursing facility would have to provide a registered nurse on site 24/7. Listen to that. Right now, they don't have to have a registered nurse on site 24 hours, 7 days a week, and have enough nurses and nurse aides to provide routine bedside care. Among other tasks, research shows that these staffing levels will save lives, provide residents with a higher quality of life, and prevent needless suffering. Kudos to President Joe Biden. Another reason why President Joe Biden doesn't just talk. We can talk about his age if we want to. And that's what people do. That's the thing that they can focus on is age. But if you look at the standards and the things that he is talking about are all things that benefit all of us. You know, if you haven't gotten to a point in your life where you're looking down the road, as I am, in a short period of time, that may be me in the nursing home, or that will be me in the nursing home. And the fact that there aren't nurses, registered nurses, or doctors in those homes with all the money that they are making, and yet they've been able to get away with that under all the other presidents, it's Joe Biden who set the standard, who's setting the standard for this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Whether you support Joe Biden or not, you got to admit this is the right thing to do. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High temperatures reach up to 89 today under overcast skies. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 69. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms 81. Upper 60s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, say what you will about Joe Biden, but Joe Biden is doing some things that is changing, as Michael Jackson was saying, changing the world, changing this nation. And whether you want to accept it or not, you can't talk about another president that, in my lifetime, that is attempting to address the magnitude of things that President Biden is. Think of it this way, Joe Biden. We're working to make sure no nursing home can sacrifice the safety of its residents just to add some dollars to its bottom line. It's telling that the nonprofit nursing homes are three times as likely as for-profit facilities who already satisfy the minimum staffing standards we're proposing today. Some corporate nursing home owners are taking taxpayer dollars while cutting corners on staffing so that they can make big payouts to executives and standards. It's wrong. We're also supporting the folks who are doing God's work, the nursing staff who care for so many of our loved ones, but who are overworked and under-resourced. And Calvin, that's what you were talking about with the CNAs. And I clearly know a lot of young ladies who went into CNA work And I've talked about it many times on my show, and that's the fact that they're dealing with people in the last stages of their lives and giving them all that they can give them. And they do that at $14, $15 an hour if they're lucky, with no benefits. Well, you know, President Biden is looking to address that. I agree with that. You know, too many residents, again, under-resourced nursing home staff describe getting burned out when they have too many residents to care for in so little time. Many end up leaving the industry. Minimum staffing standards would help them stay in the jobs they love, and we're doing our part. Nursing home staff minimums. Biden wants to boost staffing at nursing homes, but feds rarely enforce existing rules. The Department of Health and Human Services is announcing a new $75 million investment on top of millions of dollars already committed to recruit, train, and retain nurses and other caregivers. These are the things that we should be talking about when we're talking about presidents and when we're talking about things that we want to see from the next president of the United States. It shouldn't be about all the foolishness that we see, that people are wasting time. Something happened along the way to the American people. And common sense things like this aren't talked about. But whether or not, a guy like Donald Trump is guilty or innocent, you know, we're focusing on him and things like that, because the news media doesn't spend the right amount of time talking about things like this. This is what we should be talking about. And yet, you know, the news media is dwarfed by all of the antics of Donald Trump. I'm telling you, all of us. I my mom and dad spent the last years of their lives in nursing homes. I spent a lot of time in nursing homes, as many of you have or will. It's not a matter of whether you will or not. If your parents are still around and your loved ones, all of us are going to spend some time in nursing homes. And we know what that's like. And the fact that there's so many more of us headed in that direction, you better believe that it's something that needs to be focused on. It's something that needs to be talked about constantly. And it's something that needs to be upgraded. And kudos to President Joe Biden for, you know, all the negative things you hear people talk about him. And yet things like this are not going to get much play. He's not expecting a pat on the back. He has the courage to stand before people and tell them that this is what needs to happen. This is what needs to be done. And kudos to President Biden once again. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Thousands have finally been able to make their way out of the Burning Man Festival in Nevada desert after they were trapped by heavy rain and deep mud. This man says it was no joke.
The first days were all fun and games, but then it got super real and people were afraid and it was muddy.
Enrique Tarrio will be sentenced today. The former national chairman of the Proud Boys was convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6th insurrection. Prosecutors want more than 30 years, although he'll probably get less.
The judge will sentence Tarrio today as handed down prison terms that are just half of what prosecutors have sought in the Proud Boys cases so far.
That's CBS's Scott McFarland. First Lady Jill Biden has COVID. President Biden does not.
The president, as you'll recall, has had COVID once last July, and he'll have to be tested routinely this week because he's slated to head to India and Vietnam for a pair of summits in just 3 days.
CBS's Nancy Cordes, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people and their canine companion are safe following a boat incident at McKinley Marina yesterday. The boat started to sink and another boater rushed over to help. Milwaukee firefighters also responded. The cause of the boat's sinking has not yet been disclosed. In a separate lake incident, a 62-year-old Sheboygan Falls man died in a boating incident yesterday on Lake Michigan. Officials say he was on a boat near Whistling Straits when he went into the water and didn't resurface. Whitefish Bay is the latest community to report anti-Semitic flyers being left around town. The flyers promote white supremacy and were found in front of houses near a park. A man found leaving similar flyers in Kenosha last year was charged with littering, but the case was thrown out due to First Amendment concerns. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables if once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pilgrim Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hall of Famer Leroy Butler is en route, and he should be joining us very soon. I read this article in the Salon magazine or paper this morning, and I couldn't put it down. And the title of it is How Did We Get Here? The Dumbing of America from Reagan to Trump and Beyond. Every Trump tantrum makes headlines while the actual president's work is ignored. This is Reagan's legacy. It's from columnist Brian Kareem. If you get a chance, again, get that article and read it, because it points it all out. I'm going to read a few excerpts from it. How screwed are we? I'll tell you. On Wednesday, the news was all about a big bag of wind destroying Florida and flooding the South, spreading destruction and threatening pestilence and death. Then there's Hurricane Idalia. Also on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell froze and stood motionless in front of an assembly of reporters for the second time this summer. So that's encouraging. But seriously, folks, last Thursday, Donald Trump turned a 22-minute booking for a felony indictment in Georgia into a six-hour media special, complete with a larger motorcade than the actual president's, with dozens of cameras, lights on the runway, and a chopper talk session. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, the aforementioned actual president, quietly lent assistance to Hawaii after the devastating wildfires of Maui, for which he was criticized by Republican members of Congress. He also met with the international leaders at the White House this week and went after the big pharma to negotiate reduced Medicare prices for 10 common prescription drugs. The press, well, we completely missed the point as usual and covered every juvenile tantrum Donald Trump threw in his malevolent attempt to stay in the news. The context is missing. The press is failing us, and people are too ignorant to notice the problem. That's because we're busy dividing ourselves into teams of social cheerleaders, cheering on our champions and literally dooming the opposition. Welcoming the politics of 2023, one man who claims to support Christian values continues to run for the highest office in the land based on revenge and hypocrisy, while our president, a devout Catholic, is insulted by the likes of Ted Cruz, accused of being anti-Catholic in the face of corruption in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter. Biden, in case anyone cares, does go to church every Sunday. Trump never went once in his 4 years in the White House. Rumor was it would burst into flames if he did. Listen, this is a really long article, and there's so many important pieces and parts in it that will get you to start thinking about how we got here. Because some of us remember when it wasn't like this. And, you know, if you've been around, if you are been around in the 60s, you would know that these things have changed. It would be easy to claim that all of this is new, but that would also be wrong. The seeds of today's political division and reporting began with Ronald Reagan. While lying to the press, Reagan also set out to destroy it. He himself was quoted in the New York Times on October 6, 1985, saying, "A substantial part of the political thing is acting and role-playing, and I know how to do that the best." Let's do this. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. Your thoughts?
Morning to you, Earl. Hope you had a good holiday. I listened to some of your show. You know, that article sounds like hate. That's what that article sounds
like.
Well,
I just sound like
reality. And I actually was calling you to give you accolades and actually the Biden administration for addressing nursing homes. But you turned the subject again while I was calling. But, you know, the article... I'll go back. You named the two presidents. What did you say? The article mentioned Reagan and Trump. What a shock. What a shock. When I bought my house under Jimmy Carter, interest rates were at 18%, and now they're climbing again. Look at the housing market. This guy's a disaster that's in office.
Hey, CJ. So, hey, CJ.
As far as the press goes,
I know, but CJ, see, I have to cut you off. No, I have to cut you off. And I have to cut you off because, you know, I talked about nursing homes, and that's Joe Biden. And the fact that he is working hard to deal with Americans who are marginalized, who are forgotten, and that's going to be, it may even be you who winds up in that nursing home. I told you, I saw my mom and dad in the nursing homes and other loved ones. And I know what that is. And many of us know what it is, and we know that it needs to be corrected. And nobody has done it but the man you are talking about. You know, you want to talk about 18% interest and all those kinds of things. I'm talking about the fact that he's in the final years of people's lives. He's going to work hard to make sure that they aren't the way they are right now in nursing homes. You want to change the subject and talk about something else, okay? So, you know, that's why you and I have problems, man. You want to change the subject that I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Earl, you just changed the subject when you came out of the break. You talked about this article, and you were demeaning Trump. That's what you
Hey, CJ.
And that's okay.
Hey, CJ.
That's okay.
Hey, CJ, I'm not demeaning Trump. I told you about the article that I read and told you where it's located, and everybody else, they have an opportunity to read it. At the crux of the article is not demeaning Trump. At the crux of the article is the fact that something has happened in our nation and that we are spending time on a guy like Donald Trump and the fact that he's changing, trying to change everything that we ever knew about our nation. And the fact that the news media is wasting all of this valuable time on following a man who is now, you know, could very easily be, you know, locked up. And yet, you want to come in and talk about, well, Joe Biden and 18% interest. That's not what I'm talking about, man. You're trying to change my subject.
You changed your subject, Earl,
CJ,
okay.
CJ, I can change my subject whenever I want to. It's the Earl Ingram Show, okay? You know, when CJ, I said it before, when CJ gets a chance to get his own show, then you can change it whenever you want to, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. I tuned in late, so I didn't look up the article from the website.
Yeah, you should.
But on the subject of nursing homes, I think this fits into a wider pattern that's been going on for decades, not to rehash history, but it also includes the deterioration of nursing home facilities, the deterioration of public health care facilities, not for profit, I mean, and in other health sector institutions. And that's not by accident. It's a combination of certain interests, moneyed interests, trying to monetize these things that were originally set out to be not-for-profit or free. Have you heard any complaints lately in the past year or two from the Republican side of the aisle in Congress saying, oh, yeah, we're gonna get rid of Obamacare? They've stopped talking about it. And the reason is they finally figured out after, you know, Obama enacted it.
It's good for them as well.
People like it.
Yeah.
It's good for them, and people like it. And even Republican red states take money available through Obamacare to subsidize Medicaid, except for Wisconsin and one or two other holdouts, because we're too loony here in the Wisconsin GOP. But that said, the nursing home crisis, I ran into this with some elderly relatives, and it's horrifying, and especially I'm getting into that age
group. Yes.
And the chance that you could go into a nursing home and you would be completely without the sufficient care and just die on the vine. Just like, I'm sorry, but just like people in prison do sometimes. Overlooked, neglected, subjected to inhumane conditions like no air conditioning, you know, super hot cells, no water, you know, bad food.
No nurses. No nurses and no doctors on staff. Come on, man.
Yeah, and you know, we want to staff up public schools with armed security guards, but they're getting rid of, when I was in every public school I was in, K-12, had a nurse, school nurse. They could go into that office anytime and talk to her.
Yes.
And say, you know, you get, even if it's just get an aspirin or because you're feeling pretty glum, and she'd have some answers for you. That's all gone. You know, libraries will be next. You know, these are all frills that we do not need, apparently.
You know, again, Ron, what frustrates me the most is, you know, Joe Biden is addressing it, you know, and so none of the others have addressed it before him, and he's addressing it. And again, whether CJ accepts it or not, Republicans will benefit, because I think when people are in nursing homes, all of that Republican-Democrat foolishness is not even discussed. Right? I mean,
well, I agree. Right, I agree with that.
Yeah, so this is about preserving and the last and dignifying the latter years of the lives of human beings. And I say to you, we talk about the importance of new life, but the latter years of life should always be dignified. Thank you very much for the call, Ron. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 89. The this afternoon under overcast skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 69. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, and what this article is really talking about, and I was talking about this article in the Salon, how did we get here? It's really asking the questions about the American people and how we are caught up in this, you know, give and take, a struggle, if you will. Joe Biden is this, and Joe Biden is that, and Joe Biden didn't do this, and Joe Biden didn't do that, and Joe Biden didn't listen to the, those families, Calvin, when the star, it's a star family when somebody gets killed.
Gold star families.
Gold star families. And Joe Biden didn't listen to the Gold Star families, and Joe Biden didn't do this. And then they totally dismiss the impact of what he is attempting to do and getting ready to do with these people in the nursing homes. As if that has no merit. As if the 13 Gold Star families or whatever it is, and anybody who says that Joe Biden doesn't care about the Gold Star families is, you know, either they haven't lived long enough to know what kind of man Joe Biden has always been, and his love and concern for military families since the time I was a young boy. It was always Joe Biden. Joe Biden was always at the front of the line supporting the military families. And so just because there are people now and unfortunate that those people died in Afghanistan, you know, that had nothing to do with Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden didn't throw the bomb, or Joe Biden didn't do that. You know, but you dismiss all the other parts of this. And you may say, well, Earl, you know, you're on here beating up Donald Trump. You can turn the, I forgot what the number was. I don't know. Mike Crute used to always talk about the sheer numbers of conservative talk stations that are all over this nation and constantly talking about, you know, things from the perspective of conservatives. And here we are, one little ink spot on the map. And people want to call in and say, "Hey, you're denigrating Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump." Conservative talk consumes and controls the market share 10-1, maybe even 100-1. So, you know, we've some of us. It's just like the state Supreme Court that for 15 years. Democrats and others had to sit back and accept what was given out by a Republican-controlled state Supreme Court. And here now it hasn't even been a good month and a half, and now Republicans are whining and crying about, you know, the fact that now Democrats are going to have a part of that. Same thing, you know. Our radio station just got here. You know, we've been here, you know, we're fledgling. We've been here for, you know, less than a little over a year. You know, So, you know, this is how it's going to be, at least on the Earl Ingram show. You know, and the other side of this is, you know, I give you guys an opportunity who are on the other side to voice your opinion more so than any other host and more time I give than any other host anywhere. I know that to be a fact. But anyway, I want to get back to this. So our nation is at a crossroads. You know, we've got a justice system that is now about to mete out, you know, justice into the American people for what an American citizen, you know, albeit a former president, did. And that justice system is one that American citizens have always taken pride in. But something changed, and it changed with this one man. And he was able to get many other people to go along with him. Throw away the justice system. Because it's no good. Why is it no good? Because of this one man. Something has changed in the society, whether you want to accept it or not. Because now certain people are willing to throw all of that away. Yes, things have changed. And if we don't do something to reel it in, it may already be too late. But if we're more concerned about what Donald Trump says and thinks than we are with what justice looks like and stands for, our nation is headed towards a horrible, horrible conclusion. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by the Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame winner, and my friend, Leroy Butler.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.